to Pakistan now, where earlier today militants stormed a police barracks in Lahore. The gunmen were armed with grenades and assault weapons. Some were disguised as police officers when they carried out the commando-style raid as actual police trainees were going through morning exercises. At least 8 cadets were killed and dozens more wounded. After an 8-hour standoff, police and army commandos regained control of the barracks, killing at least 4 of the militants. Another 3 were arrested. Damian Grammaticus covered the siege for the BBC, and he joins us now from Lahore. Damian, could you tell us more about how a dozen or so gunmen stormed a police academy filled with more than 800 recruits?
Well, it's pretty incredible, isn't it, Michelle? But this was an academy for sort of young recruits, so they were not armed. The compound itself is right by the main road through the north of Pakistan. The guards there were simply armed with sticks, we were told. So these attackers, an eyewitness said, just drove up, jumped out of a car, scaled the wall, and as they landed on the other side, they simply opened fire and hurled grenades at these hundreds of police recruits, the cadets, who were all lined up for their morning parade. And the recruits scattered in panic, obviously. The eyewitnesses have said that they just believe these attackers came in with the simple intent to kill as many as they could inside that compound.
And I understand, Damien, that you were able to get inside the compound.
Yes, just at the end of the siege, when the army had and the paramilitary forces had fought their way into the compound, all the way up to the third floor, the 4 gunmen who were in there at that point, we believe 3 killed themselves, detonating grenades or other explosives, and 1 was killed by the security forces. We got in just after as they were clearing up, and it was a pretty grim scene. There were human remains splattered everywhere from the explosions. There were bullet holes in all the walls. The glass had been shot out. Spent cartridges lying around, bits of grenade everywhere, and dozens and dozens of policemen and soldiers who'd been involved in the rescue effort. And I have to say, they did rescue some of those inside. 10 hostages rescued. 8 police recruits, we're now told, died in there.
As we said, 3 of the people responsible have now been arrested. What do we know about the men who led this attack?
Very, very little. The eyewitness who described them going into the compound initially, he was a man who ran a business across the road. He said he thought that they looked like people from southern Punjab, he said, which is the province here in eastern Pakistan along the Indian border where Lahore is the provincial capital. So that would indicate that these would be jihadis, probably. That area provides quite a lot of the sort of militant groups who recruit and fight in Kashmir. Others had suggested that there was one man arrested outside the compound. He was a bearded man, and the claim there was that he spoke Pashto. He came from the border regions with Afghanistan, and police claimed that they believed he was one of the attackers too.
President Obama plans to include Afghanistan and Pakistan among his top foreign policy priorities. He's made that very clear. What impact do you expect that this attack might have on American foreign policy in the region?
I think what's interesting, inside Pakistan, there's a possibility that the Obama administration, by ramping up the focus on Pakistan, the aid to this country too, it may well stir up more opposition here and then try and perhaps embolden more attacks against Pakistani security forces who have seen locally to be in some way sort of allied with, working with the United States.
Damian Grammaticus, thank you for speaking with us.
You're welcome.
That's Damian Grammaticus. He covered this siege for the BBC. He spoke to us from Lahore.